Live from NPR News, I'm Korva Coleman. The Trump administration says it's going to auction off drilling rights in the Arctic National Wildlife Refuge in Alaska. The last-minute push comes sooner than some opponents expected. The sale date is January 6th. There's long been controversy over whether to drill for oil in the Arctic plain. A new report finds that global warming is making people sick and leading to more premature death. NPR's Rebecca Hersher reports this comes as scientists confirm the past decade was the hottest on record.
Longer, more intense heat waves are particularly dangerous. New research conducted by doctors around the world found that in the last 20 years, there's been a more than 50% increase in heat-related deaths for people over 65. In the U.S., that meant nearly 20,000 older people dying just last year. Air pollution is also leading to hundreds of thousands of premature deaths around the world, and hurricanes, floods, and wildfires are all getting more severe because of climate change. Such disasters not only injure people, they make it harder to get routine medical care. Global greenhouse gas emissions are still rising, and UN scientists say the pandemic has had basically no effect on the amount of carbon dioxide in the atmosphere. Rebecca Hersher, NPR News.
Oklahoma's governor has declared a statewide day of prayer and fasting in response to the coronavirus pandemic. From member station KWGS, Chris Polanski has more.
Dr. Shane Honorecker is a family physician in Oklahoma City and member of the Christian Medical and Dental Associations, a national evangelical group. He says he welcomes Governor Kevin Stitt's declaration, but that people of faith still need to follow public health guidelines.
Maybe that God's able to heal, but I suspect that if you go out and put yourself in front of an oncoming train, yeah, your healing will be to see him in heaven.
Stitt has stressed individual responsibility over state government action when it comes to mitigating the pandemic. He has not issued a statewide mask mandate. On Wednesday, the state reported 54 deaths, a single-day record. For NPR News, I'm Chris Polanski in Tulsa.
There's growing interest in Congress for a smaller coronavirus relief package. Democratic leaders believe they can support a slimmer relief bill, knowing that Joe Biden will push for further action once inaugurated. NPR's Kelsey Snell says there's concern that lawmakers could leave for the holidays without passing relief for struggling Americans.
Millions of people are at risk of eviction. Millions of people are at risk of losing unemployment benefits. And the political pressure of that reality is just absolutely immense. You know, Democrats also see a completely different negotiating and political universe on the very near horizon. Aides have been saying since Joe Biden won the election that they could pass a smaller relief bill now and do more later.
NPR's Kelsey Snell reporting. On Wall Street, the Dow is up 162 points. This is NPR News. The National Weather Service has issued wind advisories for parts of Southern California. Forecasters warn that the gusty winds, along with dry conditions, will make any wildfires spread uncontrollably. Amnesty International says the Russian government has unleashed a new aggressive campaign that will make it impossible for independent human rights groups to work in Russia. As NPR's Lucian Kim reports from Moscow, President Vladimir Putin has accused the West of trying to undermine Russia by using non-governmental organizations.
In a statement, Amnesty International says new legislation under consideration by lawmakers will allow the Russian government to take complete control over organizations supporting Russian civil rights. Amnesty criticized Russian authorities for expelling American citizen Vanessa Kogan, who leads an organization that helps Russians seek justice at the European Court of Human Rights. Amnesty also condemned continuing pressure on the Russian human rights group Memorial, which Soviet dissident Andrei Sakharov helped found. Shortly before Memorial held a press conference today on how the government is stifling NGOs, prosecutors paid a visit to its Moscow offices. Lucian Kim, NPR News, Moscow.
Former French President Valéry Giscard d'Estaing has died at the age of 94 of COVID-19. The former president was once the youngest to serve in the office, which he held between 1974 and 1981. Known as Giscard, he expanded France's use of nuclear energy and high-speed rail. He also helped convene the G7 economic summits. I'm Korva Coleman, NPR News.